This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. With the thaw and Cold War animosity between Washington and Havana, Texas's Governor Abbott, you'll recall, recently went to Cuba to try to drum up some business. In a move that's not exactly reciprocal, Cubans have been coming to Texas, tens of thousands of them, by way of Laredo. And believe me, they're not here for some trade mission. Sound incredible? Well, perhaps not if you think about it. NPR's John Burnett has been thinking a lot about this. John, I thought Miami was the usual port of entry for Cubans coming to America. What's happening here?
The pipeline has shifted, David, and quite remarkably, the Cubans are streaming across the international bridge from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, into Laredo, Texas. In 2014 and 2015, more than 67,000 Cubans have crossed there. See them down there every day.
Just stop one more time. What is that figure again?
In 2014 and 2015, 67,000 Cubans have come into the United States. 65% of those crossed into South Texas.
That is remarkable. So what is it about South Texas? Why has this path changed?
Well, it's just turned into the land bridge. You know, they're getting tourist visas to Ecuador. From there, they go up through Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica. They fly to Salvador, then Guatemala, then Mexico. Then they fly into Nuevo Laredo and cross the bridge into Laredo. And that's just where they cross. And it's really gotten a lot of people's attention down there, and they're not entirely welcome, David.
Well, tell me more about this issue of the Border Patrol, U.S. Border Patrol, they've already got their hands full with folks from Mexico and Central America who've been coming through. Now you have this additional wave there?
But they're not coming in as, on visas. But because of the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966,
yes,
you're Cuban and you show the U.S. authorities your passport, you automatically get in.
Bam.
Not only that, but you get food stamps, you get Medicaid, you get a path to permanent residency, and you get a work permit.
This is the important thing here. This is what makes it completely different. And you think about the fact that there has been this warming in relations. This sort of open-door policy that the United States has had for Cubans coming to the U.S., that's going to end soon, right?
It's outdated. And even some of the Cuban-American Republican congressmen from South Florida agree that Cubans are abusing these generous benefits. And so no one knows when it's going to change. I mean, it's an election year. It would be very difficult to change the Cuban Adjustment Act these days, but still, Cubans are streaming into the U.S. over the land bridge because they feel like the wind is gonna shift at some point.
What happens next?
Well, most of them are catching a van, $300 from Laredo to Miami, where they've got relatives, and they'll get situated and get some work and have a good cup of Café Cubano. And meantime, interestingly, the Democratic congressman in Laredo, Henry Cuellar, has come out against this and said, look, man, there's a double standard here. You got these Central American mothers who are fleeing these ruthless criminal gangs in the streets of, Tegucigalpa in Guatemala City, and they surrender to the Border Patrol, and then they're detained indefinitely or given ankle monitors and oftentimes ordered deported. Cubans are fleeing really for economic reasons, not so much political persecution as in the days of old, and they're welcomed, no problem at all. And so that offends some people
in South Texas. I can only imagine. John Burnett tells the story for NPR on Morning Edition. John, thanks very much.
You bet.